I regained consciousness in the recovery room with my head over a plastic bowl, vomiting. Recovery is a misnomer for this room, as little recovery happens here. What happens instead is discovery. What's been taken? What's been fixed? What's in a cast? Where does it hurt? I look down at my body. My left leg looked like a rounded, bat-like object covered in plaster. The foot was gone. I looked around. Maybe it was nearby. Maybe in the next bed. No. When I turned my head, the world spun a bit. When objects were clear again, I saw on either side of me beds with side rails holding sleeping kids wearing casts that were slightly different from mine. The girl next to me woke up and vomited too. She looked at me bewildered and started to cry. The sharp odor of her vomit was a sting in the air. Two nurses appeared to comfort us and wipe our mouths. I wanted my mother. When I tried to sit up, I realized I could not bend at the waist. I put my hands on my stomach. Plaster there, too. I tried to shift my weight, but could not. I could not bring my legs together. I could hardly move. Now I was angry as well as confused. "What's this?" I asked, batting at one of the nurse's arms as she helped lift me onto a rolling stretcher. "That's your cast, honey. You're going to get all better now." I knew she was lying. I was trapped again inside those walls of thick plaster. As the nurses wheeled me from recovery back to my room and my waiting parents, I kept screaming, "Let me out of this brick house!" Even though it hurt to do so, I pounded my fists on the body cast, trying to break it open. I continued throwing a fit and did my usual act of resistance, repeatedly pulling out the IV and then wailing and crying when it had to be reinserted. I was hospitalized for 10 days. After my amputation, I felt that Dr. Elliot had betrayed me, particularly when I began to have phantom limb pains. At first, I felt sharp, stabbing sensations at the bottom of my stump, as if the foot were still there but had simply fallen asleep and now had begun to wake up. Later, between dosages of pain medication, it felt as though the left leg were trapped under heavy bricks, possibly under the body cast, which I insisted on referring to as the brick house. I was starting to worry that I'd end up in one of these plaster houses every year,